It's Puyallup, where John's been patiently waiting. Thank you for hanging on there, John.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I've got to ask you this question because I've been dealing with an issue. Another doctor mentioned that pregnant women, for some odd reason, their autoimmune diseases disappear while they're pregnant. And he didn't know the reason, but I think I do. It's called HCG. So with that said, how much HCG could one take to halt an autoimmune disease? And would it be okay for a man to take HCG indefinitely to stop autoimmune?
Well, you know what, sir? It would be okay, but it wouldn't do any blinking good. There was a publication in 1980, I am not kidding you, about HCG and autoimmunity. And what was done is to take cells of the immune system to examine, and women were given HCG, and men were given HCG. And you might expect, because men just don't normally get exposed to HCG in the course of their lives, that it did not do anything to help the immune system go away from autoimmunity in men, but it did help the ladies, their immune cells that work against autoimmunity, why they got more vigorous when stimulated with HCG. Now, that doesn't say, sir, that no man should ever try it. Good grief, HCG is so darn harmless that, remember, we all took a bath in it for 9 months when we were inside a mom, unless we were premature, of course. It doesn't hurt anything, and men have been given acute doses, that means all at once, of up to 150,000 units a day, and it doesn't hurt them either. But this research, looking at those immune cells, said it didn't turn the immune cells away from autoimmunity as it did with the ladies. And the other advantage ladies have, sir, is also one that not terribly many men want to take much of. It's an estrogen called estriol, and that comes out in enormous quantities during pregnancy, as does HCG. You were right to suspect the HCG. And at UCLA, Dr. Nancy Sokote actually helped to have, in six women, have 3/4 of their lesions of multiple sclerosis in their brains disappear. I'm not kidding. I kind of emphasize that. With the use of relatively high-dose estriol. But a guy who uses relatively high-dose estriol, I'm not going to tell you he's going to get a different vocal cord, but he might develop some breasts or something. So us guys are at a disadvantage here, sir. The women are at a disadvantage because women get autoimmune disease much, much more often than men, but the few men who do get it have to look for help elsewhere because those basically female-related things, they are going to help females, and I don't care what the Seattle City Council does to say that that's sexist and unfair, but that's just the way nature is.
Yes, I agree, and I'm impressed with your knowledge. Okay, one more question on HCG. My doctor has given me the green light to take it for weight loss. Is that safe? Do you think that's safe for me?
Oh, it's exceptionally safe for anybody, sir. Remember I mentioned that acute doses of 150,000 international units, which would cost you a whole bunch of money, have not hurt men. So, yes, it is. But remember, the main feature to the HCG diet is the limitation of calories. And what the HCG appears to do in the people I've worked with that is just simply help them to tolerate the limited calories a whole lot better than they would if they were just limiting calories. And they... People have reported to me, you know, last time I tried really restricting my calories, oh, I felt a little grumpy and cranky and irritable. But with the HCG, I just kind of feel fine and I'm losing weight. So, yes, one of the things, sir, that you probably do know, and that is that the so-called receptor that sits on those testicles and receives the pituitary hormone called LH and gets guys to make testosterone. Here comes the LH from the pituitary gland. It whangs into the LH receptor on the testes, and here comes testosterone next. That receptor is also activated by HCG, and it's now been renamed by certain scientists the HCG-LH receptor, which means if you take HCG, it's going to be stimulating your testosterone, and guess what, sir? That's good for autoimmunity because androgens, which are testosterone, and DHEA actually help inhibit autoimmunity, which is one of the reasons why women get it so much more often, because they don't have that many androgens.
So I guess what you're saying is it could actually help with autoimmune disease in men, maybe not to the same degree,
Not to the same degree, and indirectly rather than directly on the immune system cells like it does with women.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you, Dr. Wright. Next time I see you in the clinic, I'm going to hug you, okay?
Well, I'll hug you right back, okay?
Okay, and then we can take a selfie. Okay, thanks. I'll talk to you later.
You do the selfie taking. Thank you, sir.